Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because this episode we're talking about homeschooling, the pros and the cons. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And this is an exciting topic.
I know. I'm very much looking forward to this.
Yeah. I do have to tell you. So yesterday I helped with our local Horry County Schools, their technology fair.
Uh-huh.
And I was a judge for little kindergartners and first graders. The amount of things these kids are learning is insane.
Yeah.
They're learning how to build robots and coding video games and just...
So it's not like your volcano spewing out.
No, right? I was waiting to see something like that. Yes. Golly. I don't think I could survive going back to school just to think about all the things that they're doing. And
yeah, I mean,
technology-wise,
they're like teaching.
They're our future.
Yeah, they're teaching coding in school right now.
They are.
I didn't know what coding was to save my life.
Right? So I actually told the boys when I picked them up from school yesterday, I was like, yeah, so guess what I did today? And Gabriel's like, well, Mama, I'm learning how to do coding. Gabriel's in second grade. I'm like, what do you mean you're learning how to code? He's like, well, I do that in STEM class. He's 8.
It's impressive.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
But he did ask if there was a volcano. I'm just saying. My little Gabriel.
Well, that's the fun part. That's
right?
Still science.
Exactly. What you been up to?
So I have an update on the Colton situation.
I was going to say.
From throwing the toy at the teacher. I think it was made out to be a much bigger deal in my own head than it turned out to be.
Well,
I was told that he had a great week the rest of the week and that everything was fine, that it was just a moment of expression.
Yeah.
And it was near the end of the day when it happened.
So he was probably tired.
He was tired. I think the teacher was also probably tired from a long day, and she just wanted a break from him for a few seconds. So it turned out to be... less than what I had envisioned in my head.
Did it make you feel better?
It
like
did.
A relief?
So much
almost?
Better. Yeah.
Did you feel bad for getting on Colton, or was it more of a
No. He did wrong. Absolutely. He got his punishment and he served his time.
Yep.
And you know, Sunday he was very excited to get some phone time back. But
well, at least you got to talk to the teacher.
I did, yeah. It worked.
That's
out.
Always hard when you have to have it from another teacher or standby, you know, someone who's just listening in. So you actually know what took place.
Yeah. That helped the cause a lot. Speaking of teachers.
We have a special guest today. So we'll go ahead and go on and get into introducing our guest. So today's guest is Chrissy Yell. She is a busy homeschooling mama to 2 teenage boys, Logan and Landon, and co-owner of a growing window tint company. And I can personally say they are amazing because they've done some work for me. Palmetto Protection Films with her husband, Matthew. Chrissy has served in various leadership roles in the homeschool community throughout the North and South Carolina and is an advocate for encouraging and equipping parents to confidently embark on their journey of non-public education. In her free time, she enjoys relaxing with her family, reading a book, or strolling on the beach. And she's also an ambassador with the Myrtle Beach Area Chamber. So on top of everything else that she does, she actually fits in more volunteer time. So with that to be said, we have an amazing person here. So Chrissy, welcome and thank you for being here.
Thanks.
As our guest today.
Glad to be here.
Yes.
I'm surprised we were able to get you in on an afternoon time.
Hey. You know what? That's the beauty of homeschooling and running a business. I can make my own schedule.
I love it.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, certainly, thank you for taking the time to do it. And tell us how do you juggle it all?
Yeah,
with grace.
Okay.
While she's doing a really pretty smile.
Yeah. Right.
No, I mean, you know, the mom guilt is for real. I mean, it's brutal. You know, just all the, whoa, we didn't accomplish this today. How are we going to fit this in this week? And just the constant, I'm not doing enough. I'm not measuring up. Like that is. That hurts a lot. But then when you're with them and you get those moments of, oh, wow, I was a part of this, you know, and we're not missing out on those things. It takes away all of that. You're like, you know what? It's good. They're getting so much that they wouldn't be getting if they weren't with us. And it makes it all better.
Yeah.
It's a lot to juggle. I mean, I definitely don't say that it's not, but
have
it's
your
worth
boys
it.
Always been
always.
Okay.
Logan went to a private school for kindergarten because there was a lot of family pressure. Like, oh, you can't homeschool him. You're not a teacher. You're not this, that, and the other. I'm like, so I went and I volunteered while he was there a lot. And I'm like, why am I spending all this money when I'm volunteering here every single week to read with these kids or do math with these kids, the same exact curriculum? that we would have been doing at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally said, you know what, y'all, this is what I want to do. This is what the Lord has called me to do, and we're going to do it. And y'all can either like it or you can complain, but it's going to go in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. Some people don't really even understand the homeschool concept. Can you tell us a little bit more about what homeschooling really is?
Yeah. So a lot of people believe that you have to recreate what we're all pretty much accustomed to through public education, where we're sitting in the classrooms from like 7:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon, and you're constantly doing stuff. But that is not what homeschool is. You know, there were days that we didn't start school until 10, but we were done by 2. And that's with a middle schooler and an elementary schooler at the same time. Wow. There were areas that we could sit at the table and we would do stuff together. And it's all about lifelong learning. It's equipping them with the skills to continue learning throughout life, not just, you know, preparing for a test or studying certain curriculum just so you can pass this certain grade.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of people just have this misconception that it's from sun up to sundown and you're always with your kids and they're driving you crazy. And it's so not that at all. I mean, you get to be with them and see the light bulb moments when they grasp a concept, you know, or when they're struggling to read and then they finally get these words and they're reading these big chapter books and they're like, oh, we accomplished something, you know. It's just, that's the best part about it for me.
You must have a lot of patience too.
No. No. Lord, no. Okay. I can be triggered and I'm like, ah! And then I have to go apologize and ask for forgiveness.
Oh, you know.
Of course.
You just kind of touched on it, but what is a typical day for, you know, your
structure?
Yeah,
what's the structure look like? Is it different every day?
It is different every day, especially now doing a business. You know, when the kids were younger and I was a full-time stay-at-home mom who just kind of did work on the side that was all remote, it was easier. I mean, you know, I would get up, we would do Bible time together, we would have breakfast together, we would do certain like memorization techniques in the morning, and my kids learn Latin, so we would always be doing Latin together.
Wow.
Yeah. This
at
was,
what age?
Well, they started learning Latin at 4.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah. So we did a classical approach, and so there was a lot of rote memorization, a lot of singing and chants and stuff like that, but the crazy part is I still remember all of this stuff. So, like, all of a sudden, we'll be talking about, like, World War II, and I'll be like, on December 7th, 1941, the Japanese. And, like, it goes on this whole thing about history. Like, just, it's ridiculous. But, you know, so we would get up, we would do stuff together, and then Logan is the older one. So he's 4 years older than Landon. He would go off, and he would start doing, say, math or something. Mm-hmm. He would only come to me if he was struggling with a concept, because what I really wanted to teach my kids is to become independent learners. So to teach them how to learn, you know, and if you're struggling with something, here are the resources to be able to figure it out. I'm not going to teach you everything, and I'm not going to be able to teach you everything, but here is how you take these tools and you go and you figure out what you're struggling with. And if you still can't figure it out and really need my help, then that's when you come and you get me.
Now, with the boys, I mean, they are still such at a young age when it comes to the curriculum itself. Is it more of your workbooks? Is it the iPad computer? You know, what type of curriculum do you follow? I'm assuming there's a homeschooling curriculum, or do you base it on the actual, like, what the public schools, charter schools, private schools do?
So you still have to do certain things. So you have to do your reading, you have to do your grammar, your history, your math, your science. But you can choose any curriculum that's out there that meets your needs. And I'll be honest, there were times that we would start with a certain curriculum and we didn't like it. And so midway through, we would switch to a different curriculum. Okay. You know, so you have the ability to do that. Not every child is a cookie cutter child.
Yes.
Some are going to be able to get this certain curriculum and they're going to thrive in it, and others are going to struggle with it. And so you just have the flexibility to figure out what's going to work for your child, and you're able to tailor fit their education to meet their unique needs.
That's actually
interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Just
how did you learn about homeschooling and prepare yourself to become a teacher?
I read a lot of books.
Uh-huh.
And I leaned on veteran homeschool moms who had done this. I mean, there are people that I know that were homeschooling in the 80s when it was illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but those women were passionate about what they were doing, and now they're able to pour into the younger generations that have these questions and have these fears and have these insecurities that they're not going to be able to do what they need to do to meet the needs for their kids. And so just having that support system and being able to ask them questions, you know, there are co-ops that you can get involved in that have veteran homeschool moms in it. And then also moms that are on the same journey and path that you're on, just starting out and embarking on this journey, that are terrified and are feeling like they are totally going to screw their kids up. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So just really having a support system and then utilizing all the resources that are out there available on the internet, mm-hmm. doing quick, you know, cursory Google searches to find information.
I googled homeschool right before this.
Yep.
And there's tons of information.
There's a ton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it actually will list like all the pros, all the cons of like, these are the things of the Q&A that gets asked on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Well, now, were either you or Matthew or any of your family members homeschooled?
I was not homeschooled. I went to public school from kindergarten through high school. Matthew, he was homeschooled off and on.
Okay.
Yeah, he had like some, his mom homeschooled him some, and she also homeschooled his older sister some, but it wasn't a kindergarten through, you know, high school.
Yeah.
It was like just a couple years here and there, and then he finished up in public high school.
Okay. Because I was just curious as to, you know, why you decided to do the homeschool route or, you know, over the public education.
It was placed on my heart at a very young age when Logan was born. So when I first had him, I'm like, how am I ever going to send him off to public school? Aww. Like, oh, I can't imagine dropping him off for kindergarten. Like, no. And that's when I started just researching. I think he was about 3 when I started researching homeschooling. And, you know, the thing is, you're homeschooling your kids before they ever go off to school anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're doing experiences with them. They're with you in the kitchen. They're with you outdoors. You know, they're observing nature. They're looking at science. You know, I mean, there's all this homeschooling that's already going on. And we've got this whole stigma that these homeschooled kids are not socialized or they're not getting a robust education because, you know, they're not being taught by certified teachers. But that is completely the opposite. I mean, my kids can hold a conversation with an adult, no problem, you know, and they talk on a very high level about certain things, especially the things that they're interested in.
Yeah.
So Logan can tell you anything and everything there is to know about videography.
Oh, wow.
That is his bent. I didn't want him to do that. I finally had to like give up and say, okay, I'm going to let you have all this technology, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Landon, on the other hand, he can tell you anything and everything you want to know about military aircraft because he wants to go to the military.
Huh. Oh.
So they're able to kind of gauge their styles of learning like on what really excites them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then they still meet their requirements for all the other stuff that they have to do to be able to graduate. And they have, you know, Logan's high school, so he's finishing up his junior year. He has a transcript because we go through an accountability organization here. And so, you know, all of his grades, I have to report their time that they've spent doing class. So I have to, you know, do a calendar with making sure they get at least 180 days. So it's really not that hard.
When we first met, I was just blown away because I was like, you homeschool, you own your own business, you get along with your family that well to like own your own business with your husband, and you want to be an ambassador, you want to be a volunteer. That is a true go-getter when it comes to just being a part of the community as a whole.
And with that time spent with your family, do you feel like it's made your bond stronger?
They really enjoy me being home. I can tell you that.
Okay.
So when I get home, I mean, that's like, we've got to tell you all about this. We've got to talk about this. I mean, we're staying up till 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning some nights just trying to catch up. I mean, I'll be honest. And those moments, I'm like, I just really want to go to bed. But, oh, I'm just going to savor this moment.
Yes. Savor it all.
Especially with the 17-year-old.
I was going to say, teenage boys are like, that's the most distant that a mom can get from her boys at that point in time. And here you are with a strong bond with years. Oh,
yeah.
What an advantage.
We've really tried to establish now that, you know, the weekends are for family time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, during the week, we're going between the business, we're going through school stuff. They've got like me and mom coming out, like, did you finish this? Did you check this box? Did you get this done? You know, like, I need to see these papers. I've got to look over this kind of stuff. So weekends, we try and like just, everybody's calm. Let's try and go to the beach. Let's just go out to this event. Let's just go out and grab dinner or something. You know, just let's get out of the house.
Yeah.
Let's be together.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the social aspect.
Yep.
Does I'm assuming there are different homeschooling groups and activities in the area, or do the boys participate in extracurricular activities, maybe sports, or you mentioned the videographer portion, or even that type of hands-on activities? Do they have that opportunity?
Yeah. So, like, for instance, they both played baseball from forever. So actually, Logan, when we lived in North Carolina, he was on a homeschool middle school team. Unfortunately, we don't have that here in this area, but, you know, he was able to go and compete against other middle school homeschool organizations.
Wow. Okay.
And he played travel ball for, you know, a league up there. Mm-hmm. And so Landon also played travel ball. So we were on a ball field 7 days a week, or we were at lessons, you know, mm-hmm. so baseball was life. And also we were in a couple of different homeschooling organizations up there. I was the leader for a couple of them, you know, just helping these parents get acclimated and break some of the stigmas. And then when we came back here, we were still continuing with one of the organizations here. I helped start a group out in Conway. And so, you know, they were with kids, their peers, whether they were older, younger, whatever, we were all together. And there was another organization that we joined late last year. But with our move and everything with the business, we got a little bit behind and we haven't been back. I kind of pulled back the reins. I'm like, all right, we're just going to check our check boxes and we'll go back to that when we have time in the future.
She's also, they're opening up a whole new storefront in all of
this. Goodness.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been a little bit. It's been a lot of it, actually. I'm like, we're going to get past this ribbon cutting in April and then mama is going to chill a little.
Yeah.
Come on, May.
Take a vacation for a few minutes.
Exactly. We've got time for that.
Well, do the boys have their, I mean, friends and things through the sports, or is it through church? Or?
It's mainly been through our homeschool organization and church. And so, you know, Logan, even with our friends in North Carolina, he still keeps in contact with them. He's on the computer with them all the time. They're FaceTime and they're in their little Discord chat boxes, you know. They keep in contact. And then, you know, the community here, it's definitely not the same, you know, because you get your tribe of people.
Yeah.
And so when you move and you have to relocate and find your tribe, you know, it's been a little bit of a challenge, but we're getting there.
Yeah. Are you at all concerned about the milestones that, especially I think of like high school, like prom and homecomings and that type of thing?
No, because we have that.
Missing of that?
Okay. No, we have. Yeah. So like with the homeschool organization that we do here, Vines and Branches, they do a high school prom.
Really?
So they, Mm-hmm. So we have all of those things. They have a graduation and all that too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What is the graduation like? Class number look like?
Definitely not as large as public school.
Most
maybe like 50 students.
Oh, kind of like a private school then.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where do they graduate? Would it be at like one of the local theaters?
So they have, they put it on at different places. So I'm not exactly sure where the one's going to be for this year because we're not there yet.
Let me just wait one more year.
He has all of his credits. I could graduate him early. He's already accomplished everything that he has to do to meet the requirements, but I won't because I'm like, if I graduate, you're just going to sit here and try and become a YouTube star. And that's not happening.
Yeah, No.
You still have to check these boxes, buddy.
Yes. That's a good thing. I did not realize there's the amount of homeschool community, but you said you helped create or start one here.
Yes.
What was that process?
Well, I was already a support representative in North Carolina for a community classical conversations. And so when we moved here, they were looking for a director, and I took on the responsibility of doing that. And unfortunately, we had a hurricane come through that flooded the area and we had to shut it down. And, you know, so it was a little bit of a juggling act and we had to get dispersed throughout other communities. But it was easy. I mean, these moms were all united. You know, our home lives are all different, but we all have this united goal to just do the best that we can for our kids. And so, I don't know, we all work together. It's really been easy. I can't really say anything negative about it, except that I wish I had more hours in the day.
Amen.
Don't we all?
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah,
matter what. Yes.
Amen to that.
A hot topic right now, obviously, is school violence, unfortunately, that we're having this conversation. With you being a leader in this homeschool area, are you seeing more parents transitioning to homeschool for the safety of their children?
A lot of parents transition to homeschooling because this isn't the first act of violence we've had in a school. I don't understand why they keep targeting our babies. But
amen to that.
Yeah, a lot of people do see that as and COVID also pushed a lot of people to homeschool.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense. Yeah.
You know, and just it's just so sad. I mean, you want to send your kids off to public school, right, thinking that they're going to be safe, or private school or any kind of school. You just want to send them off knowing that they're going to be safe.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of parents are scared, and conversations aren't being had with the kids, too.
Yeah.
A lot of parents are scared to have those conversations, but unfortunately, it's the world that we live in. I mean,
it's sad because we do have to have those conversations with our boys because we are trying to be as transparent as we can.
Yeah.
And for them just to be their eyes and ears need to be open at all times. But, you know, the boys, they'll question, and my kids are 8 and 7. I know Jen, you'll be experiencing this soon with Colton and Nolan, but how do you explain someone is so evil and mean to ever want to hurt someone else? It's a topic that I don't even know.
This is a little sidetracked, but like, Shannon, are you having the conversation with your boys of like, if this was to happen in your school,
what do you do?
What do you do?
Yep.
Are you having the conversation? I mean, they're both in the same school. Are you having them try to find each other? Or
well, the main thing is that luckily Meryl, who had came on the podcast last year, she's a teacher at Lakewood, but her and I have discussed numerous times as to what our particular school actually has in place. But, you know, at 8 and 7, you're not going to make the best decisions by no means, but you need to make sure that you are protected, that you do have, you know, your means necessary. And I have even, we go back and forth even of getting those watches that you can just call or text, not a phone, you know, to give an alert. But I don't say go and look for your brother because I want them to do that. But, you know, I always have to say you have to follow your teachers. You have to listen to what they have to say. If they tell you to be quiet and get underneath your desk, you do exactly what they say. Yep. I unfortunately am not there. You know,
absolutely.
Don't get me wrong. I would be going 100 miles per hour to get there as fast as I can. But we have to rely and hope and pray that our teachers and our administration staff know how to react in a situation like this. It's one of those that we just try to make our kids aware as to there are evil, there are mean people. Mm-hmm. And if someone doesn't seem to be right in their mind, maybe acting a little bit different, bring that up, ask the questions to an adult that's nearby. I will say in our school systems, they are very strict about people cannot come in and out. You have to have, you know, the badges and you have to show your ID and everything. And everything is on lockdown. There are gates everywhere. Every door is locked. There is no unlocked door. And I'm not saying that that's perfect because if that's your intention, you're going to find all ways to be able. Mm-hmm. My intention is to keep my kids safe. So I'm going to do whatever I can to keep my kids safe. On the opposite side, whoever, if their intention is to be evil, they're going to do whatever they can to be evil. So it's a sticky situation, but we also show our kids the news.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, the news honestly is negativity 24/7. But I want them to see it. I want them to know this is the world that we're living in. You know, it's not rainbows and unicorns and bright sunny days. Yeah. So,
Even in the homeschool community, you have those same fears because a lot of us meet in local churches.
Local places. Yeah. I mean, it can happen anywhere. It's not even just at the schools, which is so sad.
I know.
It can happen at a grocery store and just the bright, like at noon.
I know.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just wish that we could get back to a world of peace.
I know. We could play
if
outside.
If that was ever the case.
Well, you know.
You know.
Let's go back to the 80s. Can I just go back to the 80s and grow up? You know?
Right? Or even
maybe
the 90s.
Maybe avoid some of the hairstyles and the clothing from the 80s.
Yeah, well. But
I like the neons. But yeah, no, it's definitely crazy.
Oh, sorry for that sidetrack, guys.
No, but it is the truth. So this is the topic that Jen and I have really discussed. And when I mentioned you of coming on, Jen got ecstatic.
Yeah, I mean, wanted to know, like,
It's a topic, and especially in a position that you're in, your kids have not hit the elementary stage, and you have that choice right now to decide what do we need to do for our family that's going to be the best decision. And, you know, Chrissy's a prime example. Look, your kids are striving, and they're doing an amazing job, and they are that hands-on and learning how to go into the real world, maybe not needing that. I'm not saying college is not the best thing. But some people, college is not for everyone.
Exactly.
Sometimes trade or, you know, learning a certain skill is going to help you and make you succeed fully in life. So.
And with Logan being homeschooled, you know, at 17, he's been able to go and intern at a graphic design place here because he's interested in that. Yeah. As soon as he turns 18, we already have him an internship lined up with a local news station here. He's already
shadowed there
a little bit. So it's just, the business has afforded us to make these awesome connections that are going to be able to help him in the future because that's his passion. Like, that's what he wants to do. And I've been able to nurture that and grow these relationships so that he's hopefully going to be prepared in the future, you know? I mean, but getting a job, not, you know, going to college for a degree that he doesn't need because you don't need it for what he wants to do.
And be in debt.
Yeah. Well, now, owning your own company, it's not free labor per se, but do the boys learn how to actually do some of the things within the film industry that you're working in. And this is film as in window, tent, and things, and car tent that they provide.
So my children are polar opposites.
Okay.
Logan, he has no problem taking video content and editing it for us or doing photographs. No problem.
So you're a social media marketing person.
Facts. All That's right. exactly what he is. Landon, on the other hand, he loves it. He will get out there and he will be like, can I cut this? Can I squeegee this? He has no problem getting out there and getting his hands wet, you know, and putting on film. It's just so funny that, you know, they're just so polar opposite, but yet they came from the same mom and dad.
Oh, yeah. You know?
It happens.
It happens. Mine are the same way, and I think Jen's are going to be the same way, too.
But sure. Yeah, they do get to help. Logan is actually on our payroll, and so instead of getting like a full paycheck, we actually take his money and put it into a custodial IRA.
Oh,
so
okay.
That way, yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah. We're so set him up for financial future success when he retires.
I was going to say, so when can you actually touch that?
He won't touch it until he is, you know, retiring. He can make the option to keep contributing to it as he, you know, gets older and can take control over it, but we just wanted to make sure that we could pay him in this way so that in the future, he will have this little nest egg that's already been prepared, whether he touches it and adds to it or not. You know,
that's
it'll
huge.
Still be there for him in the future.
That's like life insurance in a sense of like what most of us do for our kids. But
and so as soon as Landon is 14, we'll add him to payroll and we'll start doing the same thing for him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's smart.
There's all kinds of opportunities out there. I didn't
know. My jaw is on the floor right now, and I'm
I'm staring at Jen. We're both like, why didn't we think of something like that?
Learn as we go. That is what I'm doing, you know?
That's what this podcast is all about.
Exactly.
Note right there.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
When it comes to any of our listeners that may be interested in learning more about how to get involved with homeschooling and maybe even just who to reach out to, do you have any suggestions for them?
So we use the Vines and Branches Accountability Group here locally. They're up in North Myrtle Beach. And so there are contacts there that you can reach out to. You can search it online, just Vines and Branches Accountability Organization. And, you know, I'm available for questions or to help point people in the right direction. I don't mind. My goal is to just be real with people and answer questions truthfully, bluntly, frankly, however, you know, I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say, oh, it's the easiest job you're ever going to do. But I will honestly tell you it's the most rewarding.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Now, are all states different, though, when it comes?
Yes. Okay. Every
that's
state
what
is
I was
different.
Thinking.
Yep. So in South Carolina, you have three different options. There's a state organization you can register with. You can go through your local school district, or you can go underneath an accountability umbrella, which is, to me, the easiest and simplest, and that's what we chose to do.
Oh, so you can actually go through the school system to actually?
You can.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
So health-wise, do the boys, they probably know how to completely cook every meal possible just because of the fact that they are home and you don't want to have to give him peanut butter and jelly every single day.
They don't mind cook. Well, Landon, the 13-year-old, he doesn't mind cooking. Logan, he's one of the simplest thing possible. He's like, yeah, you know, whatever. What can I just grab and eat? But Landon loves to cook. And actually, that was part of his curriculum was cooking with me in the kitchen and learning how to make sure you're, like, chopping up vegetables correctly and how to prepare the produce and things of that nature, how to handle raw meats, you know.
Those are things that you would never even, well, kids don't get to experience in the schools.
Yeah, I just think that's important. You got to be able to provide for yourself in the future, you know?
Yes.
Mom's not always going to be here to cook.
I was
going to
say, you're raising a good husband right there.
Right? Exactly.
That's my intention.
Yes.
Is it an option to homeschool your kids with a homeschool teacher that is not you? Like, does that make sense?
There are. I mean,
your question?
Well, so even with like our co-ops, I mean, you know, when you're attending those, there are moms that are homeschool moms that are teaching your kids the subjects, you know? So, yeah, that's an option. I'm not really sure how it qualifies in the state because that's not something that we've done where, you know, say that you're letting your kids go sit under the tutelage of another homeschool mom. I'm not really sure about the legal legalities with that one. But I do know that when we go to our co-ops, we have other moms teaching other subjects.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Let's be honest. We are not all Latin scholars or
math
whizzes. I mean, there are definitely areas where I have had to outsource to other people who know what the heck they're doing because I don't.
I think we all Google every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank God for Google. Yeah. And Alexa. You can just ask her. Yeah. You know?
What? So if let's say you homeschool your children from kindergarten to fifth grade and you want to start them off in middle school, have you in particularly seen, I know you can't actually say from yourself, but have you seen other kids be far behind Or have you seen them be actually way advanced when it comes to starting, you know, the middle school or high school years after homeschooling?
By and large, you will see them be advanced. But there are those instances where, yeah, you are homeschooling your kids, but you really weren't.
You weren't.
Yeah.
So it's on a case-by-case basis.
It is completely case-by-case. Mm-hmm. National standards will show that homeschool children are, they will test higher than public school because, you know, the ones that are out there and they're in the trenches every day and they're actually doing what they're supposed to be doing with their kids, no problem. But then you have these that like to hide under the umbrella of homeschooling and then they never teach their children to read. They never sit down and do simple math with them. They just, they lie, you know? Yeah. And so that's what gives homeschoolers a bad rep.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will tell you, I had to do the hybrid schedule with Gabriel for the year of COVID in kindergarten. Now, I was working full time, but my poor child, I could never be a homeschool teacher. I don't have patience. I know you said you don't have patience, but I don't have patience. I love my kids very dearly, but it takes special people to be able to, I don't know if it's just mine, but I think it's all kids, just to actually just to listen and to grasp the concept of what you're trying to explain to them. And Gabriel and I, we tried our best, but that was difficult.
It's not for everybody. I mean, you know, it's not, but I don't know. I love kids. Like, I have a true passion for kids and I have a passion to serve. And, you know, just being able to
be with your little ones. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I would cherish those moments. So
but much. Like even the other kids, I mean, like giving me Christmas gifts or like still talking to me about what I taught them. These aren't my kids. These were other kids that
but
I made an impression
able to help.
On.
And,
you know, mentor and that. That was
that's
awesome.
Huge.
That's awesome. You know, I mean, I'm not a teacher, you know, in the public school system where I get to see these kids, you know, every day. But just to know that I made some sort of impression, like I know that there were teachers that I had in public school that made a huge impression on me. I still remember them as my favorite teachers, you know, like they're actually using some of my passwords.
That's awesome. You're making a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what life is all about.
Yeah.
So the title of our show is Myrtle Moms with Margaritas. The margarita is a metaphor for us in the sense of like that is our moment of bliss, our moment of just peace. What's the margarita in your life? What gives you just calm? I mean, you're with your family so much. What do you do for self-care for yourself?
Self-care. You know what's perfect for me? Grabbing a nice warm cup of coffee and going and sitting on my back porch in my rocking chair.
Oh, love it.
Aww.
Like just peace and quiet, sitting in my chair. I mean, I'm an old person, all right? I'm acting like an 80-year-old. I love that.
No, that sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds peaceful and blissful.
It is peaceful and blissful.
Good self-care.
Peace and quiet.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Well, thank you again
for
being on.
Thank you for having me.
I learned a lot.
I did too.
And you can Google all you want about homeschooling, but just to hear from somebody's perspective that's going through it on a daily basis, it really does. It helps tremendously.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, please email us at myrtlemomswithmargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. That's myrtlemomswithmargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. We'll also make sure that we list Christy's information if anybody has questions in regards to homeschooling.
Absolutely.
But we would definitely love to hear from you guys.
Yeah, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Myrtle Moms with Margs. Again, Facebook and Instagram, and we will always take a 5-star review.
Yes,
so
please.
Go ahead and just click all of those 5 stars and give us a little review. All right, guys.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Myrtle Moms with Margaritas will be back next week with a new episode that you don't want to miss.
Don't worry if you have a perfect balloon arch for their first birthday. You know, things have so gotten extra. And I think the demand on women to be the perfect moms and the perfect employees and the perfect everything, because one of the reasons I think is social media, where you see everybody's highlight reel and you don't get the real stuff. You don't have someone going, I had a booger wall that I had to spackle over.
Right.
I couldn't clean it.
Be sure to listen to the next episode.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.